Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays, now through March 30th. Earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What the clock?
And now, A Star Is Born. On March 28th, 1986, the world welcomed little baby Lady Gaga. The future superstar's talent was evident right from the very beginning. Lady Gaga, A Star Is Born This Way.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. A sentencing date has been set for a woman prosecutors say was a Russian spy.
Maria Butina, in a brief court appearance, admitted to using contacts within the National Rifle Association to gain access to influential Republicans during the 2016 campaign. Butina, a gun rights activist, had April 26th set as her sentencing date on a charge of acting as an unregistered foreign agent. She could face up to 5 years in prison, but her attorneys are arguing for significantly less time.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The family of a man who died in the Ethiopian Airlines crash has filed a federal lawsuit against Boeing. The suit claims the company failed to warn of a flight control issue with its 737 MAX 8 aircraft. News of renewed trade talks with China helping push indexes higher. The Dow closing 92 points up, the S&P up 10, with the NASDAQ gaining 26 points. This is Fox News.
Night at Baumhauer's, and he was just outside because he was a winner. He won the, I think we played True the Baloney or something. William B. He's a great guy and has kind of become part of our Wednesday night thing. Now, last night at Baumhauer's, one of our special guests was Jacqueline Tomlinson from Duncan Tomlinson. She and her husband, and she's got a little boy named Steven who is just the cutest thing. He is, and he's at that age, man, where he's curious about everything. He's very good at, you know, on the little kitty mat they have for kids at Baumhauer's. Mm-hmm. When she'd say, which is the giraffe, he'd point. I mean, he's learned quite a few words. He's a bright little guy.
Cool.
And, of course, people were coming by the booth the whole time they were there to fawn over this adorable little boy.
Sure.
And everybody's doing their best to attract the attention of this little young man and connect. But only one person really got little Steven's interest, and that was William B. With his beard and his he looks a little bit like Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
A little bit like Kurt Russell.
Say that, yeah.
So in the middle of the restaurant, William B. starts dancing. Just kind of spaz dancing, you know, just in place.
Right.
And little Steven starts dancing right back. So the two of them, it was like an amazing connection to watch.
That's cool.
And it was very entertaining. And we thank Jacqueline for coming to join us last night. We hope that you'll consider that some Wednesday night in the near future. Since I'm mentioning Jacqueline, nice for her and her husband and family to get out and enjoy good food after a long day at the office. Jacqueline and Dana Delk are partners in Delk and Tomlinson, a law firm that is dedicated to representing men in matters of divorce. They have great experience, strategies. You know, for guys, there are still prejudices in the court system, especially when it comes to matters of custody. And this is, if you go to their website, divorceformenalabama.com, the testimonials for men particularly gravitate towards that one issue, because if you know you're going to be going through a divorce, whether you want it or not, and you have kids, that's going to become the big concern. How is all of this going to work out? And of course, there's always two sides to every story. And for men, they've got to have tenacious, intelligent representation. And that's what Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson do. So you hire them and let them do their job so you can focus on moving on with your life and everything else that, goes with it. 819-4800 is the number to call for a consultation, and they do offer a very generous discount to News Talk listeners.
Cool.
So please mention that when you do reach out. 819-4800 at Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is him already?
Yes.
Well, I told you I was going to talk about you.
Yeah, I heard that. So you enjoyed the spaz dance?
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's my little buddy now, I tell you. He's something else.
So many people tried. So many people did the things they do to engage a little guy that age. You were the only one that connected.
Well, I found somebody else there on my level, you know.
But it was so funny because you would do your little, whatever you call it.
I was just stomping. I don't know what I was doing.
And then he would stomp right back, and it was really funny to watch.
Oh, it was great. He seemed to be enjoying it.
You did. He did, very much so. And thanks for coming last night.
Yeah, man, I had a great time. I come when I can. My job's a little weird, but I come when I can.
Well, we appreciate you, buddy.
All right. Good show, man. See ya.
Take care. It is 4:09. We have not. Repeat, not if you're just joining us in progress or lack thereof, redeemed the Baumhauer's winning word, but we will be pretty soon.
Real soon.
Right now, we have to take a visit to the traffic dump.
As we roll into the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees the downtown area coming alive. There's a lot of traffic headed out of downtown, starting on Madison Avenue. Also, if you're headed out towards I-85, look out if you are on South Decatur Street, because there's a big crowd headed that way as well. At this hour, the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. We don't have any problems on 65 or on I-85. Busy spots around town are the Atlanta Highway, and that happens starting around Madison Avenue and Ann Street. That goes down to about Coliseum Boulevard, and then once you get down about East Chase, from East Chase to Taylor Road's pretty crowded as well. And you know Taylor Road is going to be crowded. That goes all the way from the Atlanta Highway out to Vaughan Road. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go. That means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. MPD has made an arrest in a weekend shooting. Police say a 16-year-old is now charged with assault in the Saturday night shooting at a home in the 4400 block of Danbury Circle. Two people were injured in that shooting and are expected to be okay. Their injuries were non-life-threatening. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting. It happened today in the 6000 block of Oakley Road. Two men were injured in that shooting. One of the victim's injuries are considered to be life-threatening. No arrests have been made made in this case. And after 15 inmates killed themselves within 15 months, a federal judge is weighing whether the Alabama prison system is doing enough to prevent suicides. Attorneys for prisoners are requesting the judge order changes in how inmates are monitored and evaluated. Alabama disputed assertions that it's been indifferent to inmates and said it has proposed a comprehensive plan to reduce suicide risk. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures will continue to moderate over the next day or two. For tonight, mostly clear and not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 46. Tomorrow should be a warmer day and a nice day. Sunshine dominates, high in the upper 70s tomorrow, near 80 on Saturday. I think most of Saturday will be dry, but I can't rule out a stray afternoon shower somewhere in the area. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into part of the day Sunday before ending and then turning much cooler. Sunday's high only 65, and the pollen count still in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hard to find a better afternoon than the one we're having, right?
Beautiful, man. Beautiful.
It is 412 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I was just reading. There's another guy out there like David Blackman who we've really gotten to know and enjoy.
Good stuff.
Named Don Serber. And you can go to donserber.blogspot.com. He's not, doesn't have his own website. He's just a old guy in West Virginia who writes short, sweet, and to the point.
As a West Virginian should.
Yeah. And he's got a piece out today on Karl Rove, who I despise. He is, you talk about deep state on the Republican side, there you go.
Exactly.
He is one of the owners, if you will. And he's got a story out this afternoon that says, listen to Karl Rove and do the opposite. And I had, the reason I bring this up is I saw Karl Rove, the story about his advice to the president, whatever it was, and I said, God, I hope you don't listen to this guy.
Exactly.
Because he's totally untrustworthy. And now Don says, Karl Rove last seen burning $170 million in other people's money to stop Obama's reelection. There you go. He was the mastermind behind Mitt Romney's ferocious effort to become president.
His implosion.
Telling Trump to move on from Mueller. That's exactly the opposite of what Trump should do. Mueller has vindicated him. What needs to happen now is the expose of the true Russian colluders.
Yes. Let's get to the bottom of it.
We're talking treason. We're talking people who abused the power that was entrusted to them by we, the people. You understand how serious this is? This is more than, you know, even an attack from an outside force. This is something that can bring the country down. And they damn near did.
Yep. It's supposed to be an of, by, and for the people government. And they're treating it like it's their own little playbook.
Let me tell you something. If the Democrats had been, it was Obama that was the target of this and he had been cleared, and he went to go after the people that corrupted and broke the law, there would be gallows built for those people, and they probably would have been hung already because you can't do that to an approved president.
True.
Trump, he says, should read Rove's commentary carefully and do the exact opposite because the last thing our president needs is advice from the man who bungled the Plame investigation. Rove said the president should focus his time, voice, and tweets on the roaring economy, impressive job creation, and bigger paychecks. The Fox poll found that even with partisan polarization and the clutter of the Mueller investigation, 50% approve of his handling of the economy, while 42% disapprove. A March 17 CNN survey. Why would you even mention CNN or any survey they did? Even though the news they passed along was good, you can give them credit for that, I suppose. Politico said, an emboldened President Trump wants to pump up his 2019 legislative agenda with a set of ambitious proposals for Congress, but lawmakers, even some Trump advisors, doubt they'll go anywhere. Why? Because they're too busy trying to take him down.
You know, he's been playing defense ever since he got in office. Mm-hmm. He hasn't had much chance to play offense. Imagine where we could be if he were able to institute the things he said he was going to do.
2 years of wasted time with this, for starters. And as he said himself, no American president should ever have to go through this.
Absolutely.
And that's got to be the next step.
Yep.
Is to draw out and start at the bottom. Start at the lowest level with Stroke and Page, people in that caliber at the FBI, and just ask, who told you to do this?
Yep.
You know, you go to that person and say, who told you to do this?
Who ordered you, yes.
Yeah, to pass along this fake
dossier.
Hillary paid for a dossier, yeah, and then you go to the person above them, and that's where you get to Brennan and Clapper and Comey. Mm-hmm. And where did this order come from? Who was the one that directed you? Was it Hillary Clinton or was it Barack Obama?
Exactly.
We all know the answer to that question. Trump said that himself. He said, I think you know the answer to this. Mm-hmm. Is it treason? Yeah, it is treason.
It is.
It needs to be treated as such.
I agree.
It is the single biggest scandal of many, over many presidencies. But this is nothing compared to Watergate. Yes, Joey?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I don't like to be that guy.
Uh-oh.
Be that guy.
But just to help the president out a little bit, I think it would technically be sedition. Treason is aiding and abetting an enemy of the United States. Sedition is trying to undermine the government.
I can't say it's clear one way or the other. I understand.
I think Brennan was trying to aid and abet himself and those and other Americans interested in controlling
the government. But using false information, abusing your power to remove a duly elected president.
Wow.
That to me is treason.
I would say they are enemies of the state.
Oh. And I think more and more people are beginning to agree with that.
Yeah.
But I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Chicago prosecutor Kim Fox under fire. Why?
Because she never recused herself.
Oh.
Why? Why?
Oh, listen to this. You're not, this deserves the breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up.
Keep in mind, I'm not on drugs and I'm not making this up. One of Jussie Smollett's attorneys says the attackers may have been in whiteface.
Are you serious? Oh, my dear God. It just gets comical and more comical.
Wait, maybe they were just clowns.
That's it. Rogue clowns.
Right. Yeah,
in the middle of sandwich at Subway, too.
And that was a thing a few years ago, right? All the creepy clowns.
The scary clowns, yeah.
They all used to meet at Subway at 2 in the morning.
Attackers may have been in white
face. A jug of bleach.
Doink.
And a noose. And bleach in a noose.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time you saw anybody in white face? And is that racist? It's so stupid.
When the whole thing with the blackface in Virginia.
By the way, Governor Blackface, Attorney General Blackface, and Lieutenant Governor Rapist are all still in their jobs in Virginia.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Isn't it amazing? If they were Republicans, do you think they would still be in their jobs? No.
When all that was going on, people were bringing up like the Wayans movies, White Chicks, or... I mean, I see those movies, and I'm like, it's not the same thing as doing, like, minstrel blackface. I'm sorry.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I could care less.
Right. Exactly.
And I saw that movie, and frankly, I didn't think it was really that funny. I didn't watch it to be insulted.
It's kind of one you put on in the background.
On the other hand, when Jordan Peele, who I think is a very funny guy, comes out and says, I can't see myself ever casting a white dude in one of my pictures. Is that not?
Yeah, you would think so. I don't see.
If that's your attitude, you're entitled to have it. But I'm deeply disappointed because I think you're a pretty talented man, pretty funny guy. But apparently, you're filled with hate too, asshole. Jeez, I mean, where does this come from? I can't see myself casting a white dude. Suppose Steven Spielberg said, I can't see myself, casting a black man in one
They'd
of my movies.
Kick him out of Hollywood.
His movies as big as they've been, would largely disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. David.
Hey, good afternoon. I'm just calling in to compliment Clark's Plumbing.
Hey, we welcome the compliment.
I had an issue on a Monday morning. I believe it was February 25th, somewhere around that. Walked out to get my truck to go to work and saw water all over my sidewalk and water dripping down from the wall. So I get to work. And a little before 8, I called Clark, and a nice lady answered the phone, and I told her what I had, and told her I was got your name off your show, and she said, well, let me see, and she said, well, I'll put you on first call at 8, and I said, well, actually, I need to do a few things in the office. Could you make it a little later? And she said, how about 10? I said, that'd work out great. And sure enough, around 10 o'clock, she called me and told me they were on the way. I met them. They looked at the inside of under my... Luckily, the water was running outside, but they examined it, found actually two problems, one with the drain and one with the water supply, and gave me an estimate, and said they... I asked them, could they fix it on that day? And they said, well, yeah, I believe we can. We're at least going to get your water supply back on. And if we have to, we can finish the other. But anyway, they got it all the old pipes and stuff tore out and showed me what the issues were and give me a price. And they got it fixed by the middle of the afternoon. And they were very professional, well-dressed, explained, you know, what the problem was. And again, they showed me the damaged parts, and it was damaged. There was no question about that. But I just wanted to get... And Mr. Clark called me a few days later and just made sure that everything went good.
That's what they do.
And, yeah, so they... Great people. I just wanted to compliment them.
I appreciate that. You actually did a beautiful job of delivering a message for them that I could not possibly equal, even though I agree their plumbers are amazing. I had a problem kind of like yours inside... Turned on the bathtub, it wouldn't stop. The handle just kept spinning. Well, I knew I could put I opened the drain in the tub so the water could, you know, but I didn't want a $500 water bill either. So I called them up. 20 minutes later, they came out, shut the water off at the curb, came in, and like 20 minutes later, says, okay, we got it fixed. And I'm thinking I might have to spend hundreds of bucks for a new,
Faucet thing, yeah.
Yeah. And so we just rebuilt it. Great. So I didn't even have to spend that money. So, yeah, they're the best at what they do. We appreciate the call so much. And, by the way, the number to call Clark's is 277-2125 for heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Outstanding, talented people. Alabama certification number 99004. Ritz.
Hey, Greg. All this hate and discontent amongst different people is all a direct result of this identity politics where everybody's a victim.
Yep.
And that's all. And it all, it was turned up several notches when the Manchurian candidate got in office.
Oh, yeah. That's how they win. They want everybody balkanized into these little groups. They want them to belong to somebody.
Yeah, you got to separate the people.
That's how you control
them.
Yeah.
And Greg, didn't for a fleeting moment there, didn't you think, wow, now this country's finally going to heal. We have a black president.
I believe that millions of people said this. They may not have wanted or voted for him, but they at least said, well, if nothing else, America's proven that anybody can become president of the United States. And that was the most naive thing anybody could have thought that day, as it turned out. So
well,
the way it is.
He kind of indicated that there were several indications that he might be bad news, but never on the level that he eventually became. It surprised even me.
Yeah, well, he wasn't interested. We all should have felt the chill when he said, fundamentally transform this country 5 days before he took office. And I'm thinking... This is a pretty good country. It may need fixing. It always
probably
will.
Fundamentally,
you know, and that was And that ended up, that fundamental transformation ended up with this fiasco behind the scenes with Trump, the abusive powers that went on there.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
yeah,
right.
That was an odd statement, but it turned out to be a chilling mission statement, wasn't it?
See, the reality is that America has been past its... I think most Americans just want to live their lives and get along.
Yeah.
This racist demon that they keep talking about and pointing to doesn't exist. Yes, there will be some from both sides, both extremes, that are never going to want to get along with anybody that doesn't look just like them. But it's a two-way street. For the most part, people want to live their lives. They want to get along. They want to be friends. That's who doesn't want that? But that doesn't work for the Democratic Party. So they got everybody else's throat. And we can't let this happen.
Right.
We cannot let this happen again. Thank you. We have come so far,
mm-hmm.
most people. As I said before, and I'll say it again, America was ready for a black president. The American media was not. Why do I say that? Because they absolutely looked the other way at every turn whenever something happened during the Obama presidency that might reflect on him poorly. There is no question about that. None. Well, I actually sound like I know what I'm talking about.
You do. You're absolutely right.
At 4:27, let's go down and visit Mr. Balakay.
As we move on through the 4 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has an accident that we have found. It's at 3400 block of Carter Hill Road. That's basically in front of Jeff Davis High School and Danley Elementary, so be careful over there. If you're headed out to the Boulevard, boy, you're going to run into a lot of traffic. It is really busy, especially around the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, I-85, and the Atlanta Highway. We don't have any accidents, but watch out because there's a lot of people trying to occupy a little bit of space out there. The interstates are moving along at a speed limit ride. No problems yet. Look out if you're in the downtown area because traffic can slow down around the interchange at any minute. Be careful, watch out for the other guys, and let's get home safely. It's the Invitation to Lexus Sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, it's time for our call to action. Can't we do something a little more dynamic than that? That'll work. Let's redeem the Baumhauer's winning word, shall we? At 272-9228. I don't think we need to play the torture music like we do in the morning to get people to cooperate in our efforts. After all, it's Auburn in the Sweet 16. And by the way, the Predictathon from Don Duncan continues on my Facebook page. Just scroll down, look for the Auburn logo. But if you were listening this morning, you know what today's winning word is. 272-9228 is the number to call. 272-9228. Caller 9 wins lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. All right, let's go to the phone. Your caller 1, thank you. Caller 2, thank you. Caller 3, thanks for trying. Caller 4, we appreciate it. And caller 5. Back to line 1 for caller 6. Thank you. Caller 7, thank you very much. This is the one we hate to disappoint. Your caller 8. And what is your name?
Feedback. Feedback? Oh, wow. That sounds like a robocall.
No.
Well, we almost had to knock you off the air because you were knocking us off the air. Who is this?
Oh. This is Robert.
Robert, I need the winning word.
Is it Sweet 16?
Nice. Good job, man.
It certainly is, and you have won lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill.
All right.
And you can redeem that, as our friend Ken P did at the Boulevard location, or downtown at 201 Union. Your choice. No hassle. Hang on. Young Joey's going to get your information while we get local news.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting. It happened today in the 6,000 block of Oakley Road. Two men were injured in the shooting. One of the victim's injuries are considered to be life-threatening. No arrests have been made in the case. An MPD has made an arrest in a weekend shooting. Police say a 16-year-old is now charged with assault in the Saturday night shooting at a home in the 4,400 block of Danbury Circle. Two people were injured in that shooting and are expected to be okay. Their injuries were non non-life-threatening. And after 15 inmates killed themselves within 15 months, a federal judge is weighing whether the Alabama prison system is doing enough to prevent suicides. Attorneys for prisoners are requesting the judge order changes in how inmates are monitored and evaluated. Alabama disputed assertions that it's been indifferent to inmates and said it has proposed a comprehensive plan to reduce suicide risk. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures will continue to moderate over the next day or two. For tonight, mostly clear and not quite as cold. Overnight low temperature down to about 46. Tomorrow should be a warmer day and a nice day. Sunshine dominates. High in the upper 70s tomorrow, near 80 on Saturday. I think most of Saturday will be dry, but I can't rule out a stray afternoon shower somewhere in the area. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into part of the day Sunday before ending and then turning much cooler. Sunday's high only 65, and the pollen count still in the very high range right on through the upcoming weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about that river. You know, we rent out pontoon boats. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card, a little common sense, and we can get you fixed up and we'll cruise down this up and down the river, get down here and have a little fun. We'll fix you up something good to eat, too. If you want to have a little picnic out there, we'll grill you up a amberjack pull boy or maybe a hamburger. We got all kind of good eating. So we got a steamer. We steam those shrimp from Argentina. Those beautiful. For big old fat snow crab legs. So I know we got something good for you. Let's talk about that live entertainment we got this Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Marky Blue and the Rick Latino Project. That's right. Marky's got is just an incredible singer. Got that old blues going on, and it'll be Sunday at 5 o'clock. And when you come down here, you're going to notice something going on. That's the RV park that's under construction. That's right. Putting a campground in, so when your in-laws come, you can send them down here and tell them bring their camper and then come stay with us. If y'all get down here soon, come hungry, we're looking for you.
The United States Air Force Academy Band from Colorado Springs presents My Country, Tis of Thee at the Riverwalk Amphitheater in Montgomery, Alabama on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event will feature the concert band in a program that highlights musical diversity and represents the excellence of our men and women in uniform. The concert is free and open to the public. No tickets are required for this event, and seating is open for general admission.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer. Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's The Commodores. At the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the
Kiss the Commodores.
Why me?
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Everybody shut up.
That's his best work ever.
It's brilliant. It really is.
He's a very smart guy.
Plus, I love the song.
Yeah.
And it gives the voice a little bit of a break here because it's still a little on the raw side. Plus, on this opening day, a chance to keep up with all the baseball action.
Uh-oh.
Which I know Joey wants to do. And Bryce Harper, the $330 million man for the Philadelphia Phillies, is about to come up in a minute, and we'll see if he can earn his bucks.
He better.
He's at the plate with runners at second and third.
Uh-oh.
You know what they'll do? They'll walk him. They'll put him up. Yeah, they'll put him on first base.
That would be the thing to do, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, what do you think, Joey, though? Intentionally walk Bryce Harper with runners on second and third?
Yeah, it would probably be advisable.
6-3 Phillies over the Braves. It's in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Both I say teams. Beam him.
Beat him?
Beat him. Hit him with the ball.
Yeah, they walked him, so Whack. They put him on base. At least he got on base, if nothing else.
Well, it would have been better if they'd hit him. I agree.
Or you could get some dugout chants going. Hey, batter.
There you go.
Check this out.
Swing, batter.
Swing.
In Toronto, they got a swing, perfect game going.
Swing. Oh, wow. Swing, a perfect game.
From an unlikely team, the Detroit Tigers.
Is there such a thing as a perfect game?
Jordan Zimmermann so far has not allowed a runner on base through hit, walk, or error.
Zimmerman? Huh.
Wow. Yeah. He was a good pitcher for a while, then he kind of got hurt. They got a hit. As soon as I mention he's thrown a no-hitter, the Blue Jays get a hit, and that's the end of that.
Wow. That's good. You're good.
Blake Snell just signed a big $50 million contract after a Cy Young season, and what is he doing his first time out? He gives up more runs to the Astros in his first outing than he did at any game last year.
Well, at least they're not paying him $330 million.
But check this out, Joey. The Cubs, after being down 2-0, score 7 runs.
Wow.
It's a big game for the Wrigleys.
Yeah, put on your rally caps.
There you go.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Oh, God. And I was going to call him Justin Hayward. That's the guy from the Moody Blues,
yes.
Jason Hayward. The most overpaid athlete, perhaps, in America is actually 2-for-2 with a home run today.
Yeah, he must have sacrificed a chicken or something.
To Molik, no doubt.
That used to be a big thing in Miami.
Yeah.
The religion of Santeria. Yes.
Yeah. Voodoo, yeah.
People would find dead chickens in odd locations.
It happens here, too.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen a dead chicken hanging out around Montgomery.
Well, not Montgomery, but the cemetery in Highland Home where all my relatives are buried. We went down there one weekend, and there was a sack with pieces of chicken parts, dead chickens, and blood. Yeah. And the sheriff said, that there was some people down there doing that kind of stuff.
That's disgusting.
Isn't it?
That's sick.
Well, we don't know who we're letting in this country. We don't know what
they're doing. Well, and by the way, they're coming in record numbers because they're trying to get in ahead of the border wall.
Exactly.
The total number of illegals this year alone, 1.5 million.
Yeah, I have a crazy idea. Why are they trying to get here? Because of all the giveaway programs. Why don't we just end all the giveaway programs and they won't want to come here?
That's a good idea.
Crazy it might work.
Cable news. This is interesting because we had mentioned earlier that Rachel Maddow had lost chunk of her audience. She was at 4 million viewers nightly during the Mueller report, during the run-up to the release of the Mueller report.
During the anti-Trump ranting, yeah.
She has dropped from 4 million viewers to 2,600,000.
I love it.
She is now beaten by every single primetime host on Fox. Hannity, this is like an all-time record for him, not involving an event-related show. 4.3 million viewers watch Hannity. 3.5 million watch Tucker. And 3.2 watch Laura Ingraham. All of them beat. And so Laura Ingraham with 3.2 million.
She's getting there.
Is 600,000 ahead of Maddow. Then Fox is the 5, and Bret Baier both come in with over 2 million viewers for 5th and 6th place.
Good.
O'Donnell on MSLSD gets 2 million. Chris Hayes gets 1.5 million. Chris Matthews, when he's not taking care of the tingles that are up and down his groin, gets $1.4 million.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is what's really amazing. How can CNN, how can Jeff Zucker be proud of a network that can't even get 1 million viewers? 900,000 people watch Cuomo, 865,000 for Anderson's Pooper. That's 25% of what Hannity draws.
Wow.
Well, there are people with internet shows and podcasts that have way more than what CNN's getting. That's unreal.
And that's half of that is every airport in the country where people have no choice.
Right.
But to watch CNN, that's just incredible. You got to go to your way to be that weak. Those are the cable news ratings just released a couple of minutes ago. We like to watch those things. And you watch a week from today when they come out again. you're going to see all of those MSLSD dropping. And CNN shows go down even further.
Hope so.
I think cable news is a dying industry, actually. By that, it'll be a slow death, is what I mean.
Like newspapers.
Right, but it'll be around for a while. But
you made a great point earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of connects to Trump's 50% approval, with 95% of the media shrieking against him from day one. And it was that PewDiePie metaphor you mentioned.
I mentioned that off air.
Tell that story.
A month or two ago, I had on a great guest on my show named Matthew Tabor. He runs a website, or runs a YouTube channel, produces it,
mm-hmm.
With his friend Kevin Lieber. They have something like 4 million subscribers. Wow. So they're really successful in that world. And they know, so Kevin, the guy who's the face of their videos, has been invited to a lot of YouTube's galas. He's gotten to know corporate YouTube, so to mm-hmm. speak. And YouTube, at the end of last year, 2018, put out their year in review, their official year in review video, which picks all the great videos over the year on mm-hmm. YouTube. It quickly became the most disliked, downvoted YouTube video ever.
That's when you watch on YouTube and you click the thumbs down.
Yes. Then the guy who has the most subscribers on YouTube, I think it's 80, 90 million or something, PewDiePie, put out his own year in review. And it was one of the most upvoted videos. Mm-hmm. So what's happening is these corporations, whether it's YouTube or Twitter or Facebook, they'll try to control and put out a message, especially in YouTube's case, to please their corporate sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
But if they go too much against what people are actually using their platform for, then people react negatively. Like, this is some corporate whitewash. That's not what we watch on YouTube.
That's why we're on YouTube, to get
and
away from it.
You should change your trending section to more staff picks, like we used to have at the Blockbuster.
Right.
Because it's not actually trending. I mean, they manipulate it at times. So these corporations have a lot of power, this new big tech social media, but they only have so much power. If they try to run against the grain of what users actually want their platforms for, mm-hmm. then they'll lose a lot of money. They'll lose those corporate sponsors they're not trying to offend.
You remind me of corporate sponsors. Let me quickly mention, because I've been meaning to say this afternoon at Bomb Hours last night, a couple of different people came up and had hired John Cato and J&S Landscaping to do their property, and were just thrilled. Again, I love it. John's now that the mowing season's kind of got underway, I don't know that we'll see him as much as we normally do at Bomb Hours during the off season. But if you have a big property, whether it's for business, commercial, industrial use, or you have a large yard with a lot of shrubbery and bushes and things that need to be cleaned up, you can do all of that work, or you can call J&S and get a great job done at a reasonable price. Call 202-8760 for an estimate. 202-8760 for J&S. Next hour, Brant will not be able to join us today, but we will have a Mark Dice clip.
Mark Dice.
About the delusions continuing. Charlie Sheen has launched his own line of marijuana, also called devil's lettuce, wacky weed, what is Mary Jane,
left-handed tobacco.
That's a new one.
Yeah. Good, good.
That one,
the
yeah,
sticky icky.
The sticky icky. Well, there's that also.
How about dope?
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's been around for a while.
A blanket.
What are you people?
It is.
On dope?
Dope's a good blanket term. It could mean something really serious, or it could mean, oh, you got some mid-grade pot.
True.
Well, Charlie, who hasn't been asked to star in too many TV shows or movies lately, you might have noticed, is now launching his own line of pot vapes called Genius.
Oh, I love it.
The strains have names like Malibu Dream, Millie's Vanilla,
mm-hmm.
Grandma's Perfume, and Clown Mace. No Tiger Blood.
No Tiger Blood.
Aww. Winning.
He said, it's kind of cool, but it's a little much, you know. Legends aren't usually still alive, but I start hearing in enough situations and variety of people. So I said, you know what? Let's give the people what they want. That was Charlie, a direct quote from Charlie, which makes absolutely no sense.
Well,
sounds like he's
using his own product.
Tasting the, doing the quality control for his own company.
he probably got the idea from one of his porn star girlfriends.
Probably.
Does he do those things?
Yeah.
There's rumors.
I'm so offended.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie.
We're going to take 1 minute here for Fox Business at 4:50.
The Dow closing up 92 points, the NASDAQ up 26, S&P 500 up 10. And Wells Fargo making a big announcement after the closing bell, its share spiking after the financial firm said its CEO, Tim Sloan, is retiring on June the 30th and stepping down from his roles immediately. General Counsel Alan Parker will take over as interim CEO. The bank has struggled amid the fallout from the sales practices scandal and scrutiny from lawmakers. And shares of Lululemon soaring 14% today after the yoga pants specialist reported a blockbuster holiday quarter and upbeat forecast. The company is reaping the benefits from heavy investments in boosting its online presence, opening more stores, and refreshing its clothing line. Its CEO says the company's expansion into men's apparel is the retailer's biggest and most exciting segment for future growth. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
And now, the worst commercial ever.
Hi, I am Justin Galvin, retired athlete from your local ball team, so I know a thing or two about insuring a landscaping business. I trust the pros, commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive. Get customized insurance solutions that'll hit a grand slam home run for you. We done?
A totally mailed-in celebrity endorsement. Awful. Whereas commercial auto and business insurance through Progressive is anything but. Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to quote today. Insurance provided and serviced by Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. It's affiliated in third-party insurers.
Wow.
You know, it's been kind of a slow day on Facebook today, too. I wonder if I'm being punished.
Uh-oh. You're being shadow banned, sir. Shadow banned.
I'm wondering. Because I mentioned earlier about that Greenland glacier, an occasional cortex went on a big Gunsamagilla about the water in Flint, Michigan.
Right. This is after the Green New Deal was voted down and nobody mocked for it. Did you see what Mike Lee, senator from Utah, did?
I heard about it. I did not see it.
What did you get the video? Yeah, it is. It's not great for radio because he's using visual aids. But one is like, for instance, if you see here, folks, we have President Reagan riding a dinosaur carrying an AR-15. The dinosaur is carrying a tattered American flag. And this is pretty much this to represent how we defeated the Soviet Union is how the Green New Deal will defeat climate change. And then he said, I understand, if we don't have airplanes or fossil fuel-driven cars or snowmobiles, it's going to be very tough to get around, say, Alaska. But here, why don't we try using... we're in luck. We're in luck, folks. Bring up the visual aid. This is called a reptilian mammal, a tauntaun. It was ridden famously by Luke Skywalker on their native to the planet Hoth.
Did he do this?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He had his dinosaurs run. I think he meant to say the Pteranodon is the one that could take them places. That's great.
Yeah, and he essentially said, I'm doing this right now with the complete, equal, and equitable seriousness of the Green New Deal deserves.
Yeah, there you go.
That's great. And you know what? We need more guys with guts like Mike Lee to put this thing where it belongs in the trash.
It's Agenda 21. That's all it is.
Yeah, I remember Becky Gerritsen leading an Agenda 21 meeting at the Wetumpka Tea Party.
I like her. She's got it going on.
It was years ago, but she was out in front of this. Yeah, this is exactly what it is. And it's a bad joke. In the meantime, there is the story I posted is about this. Because, look, if you're going to use an example to warn everybody and scare everybody about this Greenland glacier that had been shrinking, it's now growing. But the climate alarmists can't have that, so they got to come right back and say, well, the fact that it's growing is a sign that the planet's in danger. Like, make up your effing mind. But let's just put it in the context of Mike Lee. What kind of ego, what kind of arrogance does a human being have to think that you can pass a law? And by the way, we are not the big polluter in our planet.
No, we're not.
We're not even close to number one. We've made great progress in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. So why don't you go over to China and tell them what to do and see what kind of reaction you get.
Yeah.
China and a few other places on that side of the world where they're really not too careful about anything, whether it's trash, disease. Why is it always us? That was the question that Trump, when he pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord. What was that? That was nothing more than worldwide extortion of the United States and our treasure. because these bitter little a-hole dictatorships,
socialists,
you know, who are run by people of no intention of sharing the wealth with their own people or offering what the United States does, which is pretty much a chance for anybody to earn a decent living and live nicely. Now, they just, where do you think that money's going to go? It's going to go for the New World Order. It's going to go for the ultimate game plan. But to think that you can change the climate of the planet by killing off all the cows, getting rid of all airplanes and motor vehicles, and doing it with high-speed rail and rebuilding every building in the country, only an insane person would even suggest such a possibility.
There you go. Well said.
We're running a very fuel-efficient household, thanks to Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Did I tell you that we...
I heard through the grapevine, the official Greg Vidal Voice of the River Region grapevine, that you had...
We did it again. We went to Tip Tames.
Tip Tames.
Roz was interested in a sedan, and we wanted to give Shondor an upgrade because he had got 2.5 years out of his Saturn. It's done
he did
very
well
in school.
With it, yeah.
And so I went to Tip and I said, well, we'd like to trade these two in without putting a dime in cash on the table, and keep our payment, you know, in the same neighborhood. Can you do that for us?
Of course.
And of course he did.
What'd you get?
Anytime Tip Tame says, I've got just the car for you, you should listen. He had a, for show, he had a Subaru Outback. It was 2009.
He'll love that.
A Navy captain owned it and had a dossier on the car about this big of repairs.
The militaries do that.
Yes.
They do that.
And Terry, I've never seen a cleaner, more pristine interior on a pre-owned car, ever. Good. It was almost like unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
Good.
So he's got that, Mrs. Rutterbottle got herself a 17 Corolla.
Oh, that 17s, they're big. A lot bigger than the Corollas used to be.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. No, that, and it's a nice car.
Yeah, they are. They're like the Camrys were a few years ago.
It's the way they redesigned the Corolla, it's a car that looks like it's moving even when it's standing still.
Yep.
Good so they're both happy. The payment, it's amazing what they can do. Just ask and let Tip and his team go to work for you. Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Browse online at jackingram.com. Lots of great choices on thoroughly vetted cars under $10,000 or over, depending on what you want. You can shop by price or brand or type of vehicle at jackingram.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
As we head towards 5 o'clock and more traffic, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around and we found an accident on the boulevard. It's at the East Boulevard in front of Arby's at Vaughn Road, so watch out if you're in that vicinity. Be really careful. We don't have any other accidents in town at this time, so let's watch out. The interstates are all running along at a speed limit ride. No problems there. The rest of the boulevard is extremely busy, so watch out at the traffic lights. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you're going to save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me,